Doorway to Mexico, street food episode. In today's podcast, we get our first taste of some real tacos on the streets of Mexico City.
Hola y bienvenidos al Portal del Español de México, The Doorway to Mexican Spanish. Me llamo Paulina, ¿qué tal? ¿Cómo estás? I'm a Spanish teacher from Mexico City and I'm delighted to host this podcast program. Doorway to Mexico is specifically designed with intermediate and advanced students in mind to increase their comfort level with conversational Spanish from Mexico and Latin America. What you hear on our podcast may not always be grammatically correct, but it's how real people actually speak. In this podcast, you'll meet my real-life student Michael and his family as they travel through Mexico and engage in conversations with locals from different regions of the country. As always, we'll listen to the dialogue first. Afterward, we'll listen to the beginning of my roundtable discussion with Michael and his wife Julie. And as part of our special promotion, all of the translations and bonus materials for this episode are available for free. Okay, so here we go. Remember, don't worry if you cannot understand much during your first listen. Just relax, sit back, and check out the bonus materials on our website for the full translation. Bueno, empecemos con el episodio. Escucha bien.
¡Unos taquitos, güerita! ¿Qué le damos?
Huele muy bien.
Sí, gracias. Venga, siéntese y cómase unos taquitos al pastor.
You guys, should we stop and have a taco?
Definitely. Can we, Dad?
Yeah, for sure. I'm so hungry.
¡Qué bueno!
Venga, siéntese.
Okay, gracias. Let's have a seat, guys. Okay, let's see what they got here.
How do we order? Is there like a menu or something? Or is it all on that sign?
Let me see. Señora, ¿hay algún menú? Es nuestra primera vez aquí en México, por lo que no estoy seguro cómo funciona.
¿Su primera vez por aquí?
Uh-huh.
¿Nunca había probado un taco aquí antes?
Nunca.
¡Válgame Dios! ¿Pues de dónde son?
¿De dónde? Somos estadounidenses.
¡Ándale! Me encanta hacer tacos para los gringos, para que vean lo que es un taco verdadero.
All right. She's super excited to make us some tacos.
Ooh, that's great, because I'm super excited to eat some.
¿Y usted, señora?
¿Me?
¿Qué le gustaría? Usted ordene primero. ¿Le gustan los tacos, verdad?
Oh, yeah, she does. She's asking if you like tacos.
Oh, my God, I love her. She's super fun. Sí, me encantan los tacos.
Le encantan los tacos y nunca los había probado en México antes. En México es donde nacieron los tacos. Ay, no sé qué tacos esté usted acostumbrada en los Estados Unidos. Pero le prometo que no son tan buenos como los que yo hago. Ni siquiera se asemejan.
Nice.
Entonces, ¿va a probarlos?
Mm-hmm. Sí, estamos listos.
¡Qué bueno! El menú está ahí colgado en la pared.
Mm-hmm. I see it. Okay, so that's the menu up there on the wall.
Okay, great.
Los tacos están 8 pesos cada uno.
¡Qué barato!
Y se paga al final.
Okay, so let's take a look at all this stuff here on the menu. Let's see.
Tenemos tacos al pastor, de bistec, suadero, longaniza. También tenemos gorditas, quesadillas y las tostadas.
Ah, okay, ahora entiendo. Look at those prices, Julie. Only 8 pesos per taco. That's like less than 75 cents.
Wow, that's cheap. There's a lot of stuff on this menu. I'm going to ask her what she recommends. Disculpe, señora. ¿Qué me recomienda?
Mire usted, marchantita, las gorditas son muy populares.
Oh, really?
Disculpe, ¿qué es una gordita?
Ay, güerita, la gordita es masa de maíz frita en aceite y con el guisado que tú quieras.
Oh.
También le podemos poner lechuga, crema, salsa, cilantro y cebolla.
That sounds good. Deme 2 gorditas, por favor. Una de pollo y otra de queso. Con todo menos jitomate.
Tengo el queso de Oaxaca que se derrite. ¿El requesón? ¡Ah, ese queso que no se derrite!
I'm having a hard time understanding her accent.
No, I know. I really gotta focus too to understand her. Anyway, she's asking you about the cheese. You like it melted, right?
For sure.
Right. De queso Oaxaca, por favor.
¡Está bueno! ¿Y qué se le antoja a usted, pues, señora?
¿Me? Oh, Michael, maybe you can order me 2 veggie tacos. Soy vegetariana.
No come usted carne para nada. Pero si come queso.
¿Queso? Sí me gusta el queso.
Está bueno. Le puedo hacer dos quesadillas con todo. Va a ver que va a acabar chupándose los dedos.
Ah, genial. Es perfecto para ella. She's going to make you a couple of veggie quesadillas.
Oh, that sounds great. Gracias, señora. Wow, look how fast she makes her own tortillas.
Está haciendo sus propias tortillas. Oh, my God, they smell so good.
Sí, yo todavía las hago a mano. Hemos hecho tortillas desde hace cientos de años. De los mayas.
Oh, impresionante.
Mire, dale esta a su esposa para que la pruebe. Désela.
Oh, no, that's okay. Gracias.
Désela, pues.
Okay, gracias. Here, she wants you to try it, honey.
Yum. Gracias, señora. Qué rico. It's fantastic.
¿Ya vio? ¿Qué le dije? Estas tortillas no son de máquina.
They're so good. You have to try it, Michael.
Mire, tenga esta para su hija. Póngale guacamolito. Póngaselo.
Here you go, Dan. This one's for you.
Looks good. Gracias, señora.
Ahora sí, señor. Va usted. Dígame qué le doy.
Ok, pues. Me da dos al pastor y uno de bistec y... No, pues, dos de bistec, por favor. ¿Y una cosita más? No. ¿Sabe qué? Ya es mucho. Gracias.
¿De verdad que trae hambre? ¡Está bueno!
Oh, hey, Michael. Can you ask if any of these salsas are mild?
Señora, ¿cuál de estas salsas pica menos?
La menos picosa. La pico de gallo. ¿Y qué no les gustaría algo de tomar?
Ah, sí. Déjeme ver. Hey, did you want something to drink, honey?
Thanks, just a bottle of water.
Y una botella de agua para mi mujer. Y para mí, una fresca. Danny, did you want something to drink?
Una horchata para mí, por favor.
Ahorita se las doy.
Gracias.
Y la próxima vez que vaya a Coyoacán, visite el puesto de tamales de mi tío. Porque también vende hartos tamales oaxaqueños y atole.
Yum. Can we check that out, Dad?
For sure, definitely.
Pero no vayan a dejar que les cuente uno de sus chistes.
¿Por qué?
Porque son bien malos. Ni hacen reír.
Oh, como los de mi papá.
Sí, no los aguantan.
No, bueno. Yo no creo que sean tan malos como los de mi tío. Te van a rechocar, hija. Pero lo que sí te va a reencantar son los tamales.
Me encantaría.
Qué bueno.
Hey.
Hola nuevamente, soy Paulina, tu anfitriona, y espero que hayas disfrutado mucho del episodio de hoy. I really hope so. And remember, to get the most out of this podcast, be sure to head over to doorwaytomexico.com for our exclusive online bonus materials. On our website, you'll find all the translations, vocabulary lessons, and tips for the cultural expressions from today's episode. And all of it is available to you for free as part of our special promotion. And remember that it takes time and practice to become comfortable with a new language and culture. You have to be patient and be gentle with yourself. With our podcast and bonus materials, you'll be more ready for all kinds of conversations and situations with native Mexican Spanish speakers. Y bueno, ahora vámonos a la plática. Y bueno, aquí estamos otra vez con mi estudiante Michael y su esposa Julie para platicar sobre el episodio del día de hoy, también un poco de lenguaje y otros temas culturales. Bienvenidos sean, ¿cómo están?
Muy bien, ¿y tú?
Bien, muy bien. Hola Michael, ¿cómo estás?
Muy bien, ¿bien? Gracias Paulina.
¿Todo bien?
Todo bien, bien. Gracias
todo
por invitarnos.
Yes.
Sí, bueno, pues bienvenidos el día de hoy. Vamos a empezar.
Gracias, yeah, let's get started. Today we're talking about the street food in Mexico, particular, which we enjoyed immensely while we were there.
I think it's actually one of the attractions of going to Mexico is to see, not just to eat, but to see all of the street vendors. It's really beautiful. Sí.
Absolutely. And I want to get into all that today, you know, in our discussion and talk about all the different kind of foods we saw, which we didn't really understand. And specifically what foods that were on the street that are safe to eat and what weren't to eat, because that was a big issue for us while we were there. But to begin, let's get right to some Spanish from the dialogue, okay? Because there was a ton of Spanish. This particular woman in this dialogue had such a heavy accent. As you know, I mean, Danny was having a really... I wish she was here today. She had a hard time understanding. I really had to focus and listen closely because she was using an accent very... I don't know how to explain it.
Oh, sí.
Just very strong.
Sí, exacto. Muy diferente.
Very different from how you speak, that's for
exacto.
sure.
Exacto.
With a lot of words that I wasn't catching mm-hmm. right away.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So one of the things that I wanted to start off with right away that Dani was curious about, so when she listens, she'll understand, is the word güerita. Remember, she used that a lot. You remember that, Jewel?
Oh, yeah. So it was an interesting conversation, and I feel like there's a lot for us to ask Paulina about. Maybe we should play the clip first.
Good idea.
And then...
Oh, sí.
A yeah. Ver. Why don't you pull any one of them? She said it a few times. Go
Exacto.
ahead.
Exacto. A ver, aquí va.
Ay, güerita. La gordita es masa de maíz frita en aceite y con el guisado que tú quieras.
Yeah, okay, that was a good one, right? She said, ay, güerita, right? Mm-hmm. And then, oh, she was describing the la gordita. La gordita es masa de maíz. It's corn dough, mm-hmm. dough made from corn, fried corn mm-hmm. in oil, y con el guisado que tú quieras. I want to ask you about guisado in a minute, but let's talk first about güerita.
Sí. So, okay. So, güerita, I would imagine, comes from the word güero.
Mm-hmm. Everybody says güero. And right? We hear it all.
We also have, I mean, there's an album that we loved mm-hmm. way back by Beck called Güero, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he famously grew up in the east side of Los Angeles. And so mm-hmm. he was called that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, we had thought that it meant somebody with blonde hair, an American.
Mm-hmm.
But since people call Dani and I güerita when we were in Mexico and we're brunette, I realize I was wrong about that.
Mm-hmm.
So what is a güera or güerita and how common is it? And mm-hmm. can you give me some examples?
Sí,
how
claro.
do people use it?
Mm-hmm. Bueno, güerito, güerita, sí, también es una persona con cabello rubio.
It's
¿no?
a blonde-haired person.
También.
Also.
Sin embargo, no solamente.
Not specifically.
No, porque
exactly.
normalmente una persona de tez blanca, ¿no? O aún algo apiñonada,
mm-hmm.
nos llaman güeritos.
Apiñonado is like slightly brownish skin. Uh-huh. And tez blanca, so like a light complexion.
Sí,
what do you
like
mean by
light,
that?
Light skin. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so clear, light skin
mm-hmm.
doesn't mean, it could be a person with very, very dark hair, but if they have light skin.
Exacto, sí. O inclusive algo apiñonado, o si estás un poco con la piel no tan blanca, también te pueden decir güerito, güerita.
So, por ejemplo, tú.
Mm-hmm.
You're a very dark-haired person, but light
mm-hmm.
skin.
Light skin.
Do, would they call you güerita?
Sí, muchas veces. Me llaman güerita.
Really?
Sí. Mm-hmm. Sí, así como también a Julie y a Dani, lo mismo a mí. Sí.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Yeah, so güero, sí. I hear a million times.
Sí, exacto. Es una forma también de dirigirse a ti.
Yeah.
¿No? Para llamar tu atención.
Yeah, it's just a way to get someone's attention, almost like saying, hey, güero.
Sí, es una forma de dirigirse a ti, ¿no? Güerita que le damos, ¿no? Mm-hmm. Sí.
Yeah. Güerito, so güerita.
So it's not a negative comment,
no,
by any
nada.
Means.
No, no, no,
it's
para
just,
nada.
Yeah.
No, así como te puedan decir mi reina o señor, sí. señorita. Mm-hmm.
Right.
¿No?
So it has nothing to do with nationality or anything.
De dirigirse
yeah,
a
I thought, I was wondering if it was that
yeah,
or not.
No.
Me too.
I didn't know if I should be offended, but clearly I...
Just a fair-skinned,
clearly
fair-haired
I'm not.
Person.
Sí, yeah. Exacto.
Okay.
Cool.
No? Muy bien. Thanks for clearing that up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Another thing I wanted to mention, talking to this lady...
Mm-hmm.
Actually, talking to any Mexican,
sí,
you're
going to
hear people,
sí.
right? We're talking about ito y ita, the mm-hmm. diminutive way of adding.
Sí, el diminutivo.
Right?
Sí.
It's used colloquially in Mexico
mm-hmm.
everywhere.
Sí.
Sometimes people can't get a sentence out without using it somewhere.
Es verdad, sí.
Right? And she did it a bunch of times. Play mm-hmm. the one clip where she used it in a fun way.
Sí, claro que sí. A ver, aquí
gracias.
Va.
Mire, tenga esta para su hija. Póngale guacamolito. Póngaselo.
Yeah, that's a good one. Her thick accent really shines in that one. I'm glad you played that. So
sí.
she said, mire, she's talking about the guacamole. Tenga esta para su hija. Take this for your daughter. You could barely understand it because she slurs it together. And then she says, póngale guacamolito. Like, put some guacamole on it. So let's talk about how she used the word guacamolito,
mm-hmm.
right, for guacamole. I know what she meant. A little bit of guacamole. She said, póngale guacamolito. Put mm-hmm. like, put a little guacamole on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me a little bit about this ito and how people use it colloquially. Colloquially?
Colloquialmente.
Sí, gracias.
Sí, la verdad es que sí, ¿eh? Efectivamente, a los mexicanos nos encanta, o no hablamos mucho en diminutivo.
Sí.
Y así hacemos las cosas chiquito, ¿no?
Sí.
Es también como parte de la cultura, un reflejo de la cultura, como de hablar de las cosas en una manera más, como con más cariño, ¿no?
Yes, I know what you mean. It's almost an endearing way.
Sí.
It's a way to play with
Exacto,
the language,
¿no?
really.
Exacto, ¿no? O sea, es como cuando dices abuelita. En vez de abuela, dices abuelita.
Yes, exactly. ¿No? I think we're all familiar with, you know, poquito.
Mm-hmm, poquito.
There's a lot of chiquito, a lot mm-hmm. of ones that are common.
Sí.
But in other ways, like guacamolito, mm-hmm. people use it playfully. Mm-hmm. And I wanted you to give me some examples so that I can start to, you know, I could use it too and have fun with it just like they do.
Bueno, idea. Por ejemplo, póngale un poco de salsita, por favor.
Okay, póngale un poco de salsita. Salsa mm-hmm. y salsita.
Exacto.
Put a little bit of salsa.
Sí, ¿no?
Mm-hmm.
O te pueden decir, el arroz viene con un poquito de cebollita picada.
The rice comes with a little bit of cebollita.
Picada.
Picada.
O también puede ser picadita.
Cebollita picadita.
Ajá, y hay varias palabras que tienen el hito, ¿no?
That means
poquito,
chopped,
cebollita, picadita.
Picadita is like finely chopped, mm-hmm. and cebollita is like little pieces of cebolla.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, muy bien.
Sí. Oye, ¿podemos pararnos para comer alguito en algún lado?
Podemos pararnos para comer alguito. Could we stop and grab a little something somewhere, en algún lado. Like to get a little bite.
Que obviamente no es como gramaticalmente correcto, así
no, claro.
como que digas, ¿no? Pero right. lo usamos a
so
veces.
From algo
puede
to
ser,
alguito.
¿No? Como una manera así
like
divertida o mm-hmm. cambiando un poco el idioma.
Gracias.
Y también, dame un taco con pollito, por favor.
Pollito, I've heard. All right,
¿no?
That's just a little bit of chicken. Mm-hmm. I haven't heard with the previous one you just said, alguito, but I like that. The a little bit of something, a little something, mm-hmm. alguito. Let me ask you some that I've heard before that are really funny to me.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard someone say, for instance, you know, the popular expression, que onda.
Mm-hmm.
Claro. I've heard people say, que ondita.
Ta, puede ser.
It's,
sí,
I
es más
know
como
how to translate
una cosa personal si tú quieres modificar. ¿Qué ondita? ¿Cómo estás? Sí, una
just
forma como playful,
a playful endearing
juguetona
way.
De
right.
a veces cambiar el idioma un poco, ¿no?
Just to say hello in a
que en realidad sí, significa qué
way.
Onda, ¿no?
Uh-huh. One thing I've heard, which the way people use it is like, if you see a bald person, un calvo,
mm-hmm.
calvo,
sí, sí.
you might say calvito, right?
Sí.
And that would mean like a guy with thinning hair, not fully bald, am I right? Like if he's calvito, mm-hmm. means a little bit bald.
Puede ser las dos cosas también. Un poco o a lo mejor está totalmente calvo, ¿no?
And it's just a softer way to say bald guy.
Exacto, ¿no? O por ejemplo, mm-hmm. nosotros a lo mejor a un amigo que está pasado de peso,
mm-hmm.
¿no? O sea, no le dirías, oye, estás gordo, porque suena muy como muy directo, a lo mejor muy,
heavy,
muy brusco, muy, a lo mejor no muy cariñoso, ¿no?
So you say gordito. And it
gordito,
sounds a little...
como, ay, sí, estás, no, te ves un poco gordito.
Yes.
O a veces también, que ya lo llegamos a hablar anteriormente, la forma en los apodos o cuando
nicknames.
Alguien te dice en la familia, oye, gordita, ¿me traes aquello? O, oye, flaquita,
yes.
¿no?
Uh-huh.
Ese tipo
it's
de...
It's just it's an endearing, a term of endearment.
Sí, exacto.
I think the way I'm talking about is how in English we add the word ish.
Mm.
So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, just as a playful way, I might say... Is that guy bald? No, he's baldish.
Oh, okay.
It would be understood that he's kind of
sí.
losing his hair. That
sí.
would be calvito,
mm-hmm.
right?
Sí.
Or, you know, it's greenish.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's not quite, it's kind of green. You would say verdecito.
Es como verdecito, sí, también.
Right? Not
podemos
verde,
decir
pero
eso.
Verdecito.
Exacto.
He's like a little bit green. He's kind of greenish,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Feito, I've heard that too.
También.
So that would all be like almost, I wouldn't say ugly-ish, but it's like, hey, what did you think of I don't know, the new kid in class? Un poco feito, la verdad. It's like he's kind of
sí,
ugly-ish.
No, como quieres, no quieres ser tan directo, no quieres decirlo de una manera que hiera a
right.
una persona, ¿no?
Right.
Es más como cuidar esa parte y de una manera más.
Yes,
like,
it's, not, it's
¿no?
a little
suave,
softer way of saying it.
Más,
I think ish accomplishes that in English
sí.
too.
No, y también, por ejemplo...
Mm-hmm.
Es común cuando se toma algo de tequila o cerveza, es muy
sí.
común decir, ¿no? Sí, nos tomamos un tequilita.
Tequilita, a
¿no?
little bit of tequila.
En vez de tequila, no necesariamente a lo mejor es poco,
mm-hmm.
¿no? Pero puede decirse un tequilita.
It's just
¿no?
a fun way to say it.
Ajá, o nos tomamos un roncito.
Like rum, a little bit of...
No, en vez
so
de
you're
ron...
You're not saying a little bit of rum, you're just saying it in a fun
puede
way.
Puede ser las dos
roncito.
Cosas, o, pero como en forma divertida,
mm-hmm.
¿no? O nos tomamos una cervecita, ¿cómo ves?
Cervecita, I've
sí.
heard. And
mm-hmm.
for a quick drink, I think I've heard traguito. Or
¿un traguito?
Sí.
Puede ser como, ay, ¿me dejas darle un traguito a tu cerveza?
Take a drink. Una sip.
Like
a little
sip.
Traguito.
Yeah, exacto.
A little sip. I love the ito ita. I love when I hear it.
Sí, es muy, muy... Lo
muy
usamos
común.
Muy, muy común. Sí,
mm-hmm.
lo usamos
I love
mucho.
It. I'm
México.
Sure we'll hear more of it.
Sí.
All right. I have a lot more, actually, questions from today's dialogue, and I'll get to those in a minute. But we could talk with Julie now, because I know that when we were in Mexico City, and anytime I go to Mexico, really, one of the bigger challenges for us is sort of navigating what's safe and what's not safe to eat as far as street food. Mm-hmm. You know, it all looks so good, but we were a little uncertain on mm-hmm. what foods we could and could not eat. We kind of mm-hmm. went just by our intuition. But I know, Julie, you specifically were more cautious about what you were eating and what you weren't. And this is a great mm-hmm. opportunity to ask her
about what's safe and what isn't. Super excited to ask Paulina, who is from Mexico City. So we did notice there were lots of different types of street food in Latin America. And in Mexico, we saw all different kinds of food stands for tacos, tamales, fruit vendors, ice cream vendors, corn on the cob stands, stands selling popcorn, and so many more things. Yeah. So it would range from a woman sitting on a street corner with a cardboard sign selling tamales out of a bucket to more elaborate stands with girls and multiple cooks selling al pastor with the meats with the pineapple on top. And I was, like Michael said, I was nervous about eating certain types of street food because we didn't want to get sick. We weren't sure exactly what we would be eating. What kind of food do you think is safe for tourists when they go to Mexico and they're looking for the street food experience?
Queridos amigos, pues hemos terminado este episodio por el momento. Espero que te la hayas pasado muy bien, ojalá que sí. The rest of my conversation with Michael and Julie is available on our website as part of the bonus materials for this episode. The bonus materials also include a full translation of the dialogue from the episode, along with several extra pages of explanations and grammar tips specifically designed to give you the tools you need to sound as natural as possible. And all of it is available to you for free as part of our special promotion. Doorway to Mexico is a labor of love, connecting different cultures through language and exploring the ever-changing world of el lenguaje mexicano. Siempre me hace muy, muy feliz to be able to share this with you, this language that I love. And remember, you can also reach me for personal 101 Spanish lessons online. Just contact me at doorwaytomexico.com for more information. Y bueno, como siempre, me dio muchísimo gusto haber estado aquí contigo. Espero que muy pronto puedas ir a visitar mi país, mi querido México, para que puedas ver por ti mismo todo lo que tiene que ofrecerte, su cultura, su comida y, por supuesto, este bellísimo idioma y, claro, su gente maravillosa. Gracias, hasta luego. Adiós.